Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name's Sam Bornick. I'm a mechanical engineer. I work for Rally Engineering, and I mostly interact with a lot of pipelines these days, so Cambridge and Suncor.
All right. And what are you doing here?
Honestly, this is my first time I've come here. I'm mechanical, so I'm a little bit out of my depth here.
Yeah.
But my uncle, shout out Dave Mattis. He was suggesting I come out, expand my horizons a little bit, so I figured I'd come wander around, get some lunch, and meet the instrumentation world.
Nice. And how did you get into this section?
I got an invite from one of the guys at Suncor. He had a spare seat.
Okay.
And I said,
right,
I'd love to come. I'm here anyway, so
sweet,
why not get some lunch?
Nice. So now, do you live in Fort Mac or are you in Edmonton?
I'm in Edmonton.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
And so how did you get into instrumentation and all this stuff?
So I'm a mechanical engineer, so more pumps and rotating equipment and pipes.
Okay.
So I mostly just leave taps off for the instrumentation.
Yeah.
And I figured it is, you know, I've been in the industry for 12 years.
Okay.
It's time for me to start maybe learning more about what the taps are and the instruments that get put on after the fact, after my design goes through.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm not from this world, but for years and years and years, I worked in the non-destructive testing industry.
Okay.
So, like, when I was walking through here today, I was just like, yep, this seems real familiar to the conferences I used to have to go to, for sure. Yeah. So, now that you're here, you're born and raised in Edmonton?
Yeah, born and raised.
Okay, so you've been to this center before?
I've been, yeah, to the expo center.
Tell me about the coolest thing that you've attended at this expo.
Coolest thing? I don't know. It's probably just got to be the beer expo.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just wander around, have some beers, maybe whatever, and lots of sours around.
Beer of choice. You're obviously a connoisseur. Like, what are we talking about here?
Wheat beers. I'm a big fan of wheat beers.
Okay.
I'm not the, there's been the kind of the new wave push for the IPAs.
Yeah.
All that really hoppy stuff.
Yeah.
The bitter taste doesn't give to me.
Okay.
Like the wheats are something a little sweeter, a little more palatable than just blowing up your taste buds.
All right. My wife and kid are currently in Ireland.
Oh.
How do you feel about Guinness?
I got a weird relationship with Guinness.
Yep, everybody
does. Not a
does.
Fan of Guinness.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Strongbow.
Okay.
But you mix them together, you get a Crown Float.
That's right.
And that's delicious.
What about Harp? Have you ever tried it with a Harp beer?
I've had some Harp.
Yeah.
Don't really have any opinions on it.
Okay, it's a lighter beer. Harp and Kokanee are kind of like a close way to describe, like, completely different. Like,
yeah.
Completely different. I don't want the hate, but like, when I'm describing something, I'm just like, if you drink Kokanee, you would probably enjoy a Harp.
Okay.
So, but like, I like Harp and Guinness together for the Crown Float. It's good.
Oh,
that being said, that's when I was learning to drink Guinness. I drink Guinness straight now. Guinness is awesome. So, when did you get into trying different type of beers?
Probably like university.
Okay.
Kind of when they opened up the Alberta Liquor Commission there and opened up private liquor stores.
Yeah.
And then there's big growth in the breweries, like microbreweries and stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a connoisseur, but I like to go and try different things. Like, I don't know. I might be a little basic here, but mixer packs are my favorite.
Yeah, of course.
You get to, you know, varieties of spice of life is what I always think.
That's right. I love it. You're a connoisseur if you've drank more than 10.
Okay, so, well, then I guess guilt discharged.
There you go, man. So, your company's going to kill us if we don't talk about it a little bit. So
yeah.
What do you do, or what does your company do on a day-to-day?
Yeah, so Rally is kind of a middle-sized company when I started with it.
Yeah.
We're about 50 people. Now, 13 years later, we're about 250.
Okay.
Main office in Edmonton, although we got an office down in Calgary as well as out in Sarnia.
Nice.
And a lot of oil and gas, although we do some material handling.
Okay.
So like Nutrien and that kind of stuff. And we're looking at, you know, branching out to, you know, renewables and carbon capture and all that stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're ever in the Fort McMurray area, man, give me a shout.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll have some fun. Sweet. Well, listen, I'm cutting this short just because, you know, we're here and you have other things to do. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I don't know. Shout out to Michael Dave Mattis from the always the cheapest option at Go Gas. You know, just glad to be here.
There we go, man. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.